The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Halloween hot take, yay or nay? All right, hot take. There's nothing wrong with wearing a Jeffrey Dahmer costume. Yay or nay? Hot Wings.
Yay. Nothing wrong with it.
Kelly.
I'm going to say nay. And that's a recent decision here because I've tried to watch.
Because of how I just asked you?
Well, that, yeah.
You probably hadn't had a lot of time to think about that thing.
I watched the Jeffrey Dahmer Netflix thing at Monster or whatever, and I got through the first episode and was like, I don't like watching this because these are real people he did that to.
It's true.
I don't like it.
That is a fact.
I don't like it. So it's a recent nay for me. Last year, total yay.
So you've come around.
Steve,
yay or nay? Is it? So again, it was, there's nothing wrong with wearing a Jeffrey Dahmer costume. Hot Wings says that's true. Kelly says that's not true. Steve.
I'm going to say nay. You're probably okay except for like in his neighborhood.
So don't do it in Milwaukee?
Yeah. Yeah, you could probably get away with it in pretty much anywhere else.
So you're a
nay and yay?
A yay nay?
I'm a nay.
A nay means you think that statement is false.
It means like you think no one should dress like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Steve, isn't it so much fun when men over-explain things to you?
Well, it was a little confusing because he said, I think it's okay everywhere as long as no one does it in his neighborhood.
Right.
But
you said there can't be an in-between. It's got to be an absolute one way or the other. I said nay.
That's what we were just trying to verify that's what you were insinuating.
Yeah. I knew what I was doing. You guys
did. I never
did
doubted
you,
that you knew.
Wait, now you're not on my team?
No, I am.
Yeah, I assumed you knew what you were talking about. Just want to verify.
All right. Number two, yay or nay, there should be an age limit on trick-or-treating. Steve.
Yay.
Kelly.
Nay. That's BS.
Hot Wings.
Nay. Don't care.
Really?
Not
Steve,
really.
What should the age be?
14.
Oh, my God.
A little young.
That is young. What do you mean?
1-4.
Don't you think it should
after be? After 13, before 15?
Don't you think it should be? I think if anything, it should be if you should height your way out of it.
Oh, so like an amusement park ride?
Mm-hmm.
So what, the kid with the pituitary problem can't trick or treat after he's like 13 because he's tall. So now he's got two problems.
Yeah, but he's gonna have like the benefits of at least moderately being good at basketball for a little while.
Whereas those kids are always gangly and stupid.
Whereas like the little person guy, like throw him a bone, man. Like you know, they stop growing at 4 feet. Let him have candy. I don't, you know, whatever.
Poor little Andre the Giant just wants to get some suckers.
Yeah. Remember that kid who was like 7'3" and he's eighth grade and he's playing basketball and he looks stupid and his neck's too long? Give him some candy. Let him eat it like a giraffe.
I mean, I think anybody who wants to go around and get candy, you knock yourself out. If you come to my house and you're an adult, I might, if you have a good costume and you're
definitely
cool, then you'll benefit. But I'm the one putting my, I don't usually let kids just reach into the bowl and take what they want. I will make that snap judgment. They don't know I'm doing it, but I will do it. And if somebody's a polite kid and they're dressed like a cool costume, they're gonna get like more Kit Kats than the next kid who might just get one Milky Way, right?
Wow, that's I never even thought of that.
Yeah, and if it's an adult, same thing.
What if
you're gonna get like a couple of pennies if you're
Hummings,
an adult.
What if it's the mom who's with the trick or treaters who's like 35? And she didn't have any costume on at all, but she says trick or treat with the kids and then expects candy.
You know what you do with that hot mom that's coming up
well,
to your
yeah,
door?
Yeah, how
court,
she looks.
Kid,
says
she's
hot.
Help,
yeah.
I did.
Well, how she look? Yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
great.
Is she
looks great.
Hot mom, good
you know,
looking
you
mom.
You give her hot wings, let me tell you this. You give her
yeah,
a glass
sausage.
Of wine.
Yeah,
glass of wine.
And sausage.
And then you dip your sausage in it.
See, look at us. Yeah. I mean, hot wings make a team.
Yeah, I'm going to
give. All the MILFs come to our doors.
I'm going
to
give her an. I'm gonna give her an 8x10 of me and go, come back later. After hours.
It's your headshot. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Then you lean over to give those kids all those Kit Kats, say, I'm going to sex your mom.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what you do. You go, okay, oh, you want some too? Here's the bowl. And then you hold it really low.
All right.
And she has to bend down to get it.
Next hot take. Moms, if you have young daughters, it's your responsibility not to let your children see you in slutty costumes. Wait. Kelly.
Well, I mean, if you don't... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, nay. Let them boobies out, girl.
You want the kids to see their mom dressed as a skank?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Steve?
Yay. Yeah.
So if Annette comes to you and says, Steve, this year I'm going as slutty violinist and I want you to be slutty Yo-Yo Ma.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
The cellist.
Cool. Right.
You'd be cool with parading in front of your daughter?
Yeah.
Because
young.
Because of that scenario that I just gave you is completely impossible.
I did Annette text in and tell you?
You got to let them babies know how they were made.
Wings. Should the mother not dress slutty in front of their...
Well, I mean, the way you asked is it their responsibility to not look slutty in front of the kids? If they don't want to look slutty in front of the kids, then yes, it's their responsibility. Yay.
That sounded like a... Okay.
They are responsible for not letting their kids see them.
Did your parents ever dress up in slutty costumes as a kid?
Yeah, free beer.
Mine? The only costumes available were Adam and Eve.
Yeah, they ever show up and just wear fig leaves.
I mean, good lord.
Oh, my God. Free beer? I feel like free beer as a kid could be a Halloween costume. Like a Smashing Rats country kid. It comes with a bat and a pair of overalls and some dirt to put on your shoes.
A plastic rat wrapped around a lead pipe.
A couple of quarters from Grandpa.
It's just called, like, Dirt Road Boy.
Yeah.
Not funny.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.